Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Won't give it up if we're out of luck. They think I'm cool, let's get some bass in this room. A new perfume, brand new shoes, make you move. Let's get some bass in this room. I see you smiling, baby, you're the only one I'm eyeing up on this Friday. I'm feeling like the weekend's just arriving. I'm crying out for attention, you're waiting to be mentioned. I can feel it.
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room every Thursday night, 6 till 7, playing the best in new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk music. And kicking off the show tonight, the very talented Tom A. Smith and his new track, Fashion. Okay, Wet Leg, new album out, Moisturiser, tours coming up in the autumn. This is a new one from the album. This is Monge 2.
We'll be right back.
right leg there. Coming up on the show tonight, music news, local and national gig guide, new album releases. And I'm going to be talking to Ollie from indie band Rosellas there from Manchester. And got a new EP out called Every Beautiful Night. I'm going to be playing a couple of songs from that as well. So stay tuned, those pack in before 7. So this is Lost Boy. This is In Between.
Deja vu, it's like I've been here before. Same empty room, empty bed, same feelings I had before. I thought we'd patch this up, but now you're leaving again. And I've been bored in my eyes, a streaming, calling my friends, asking why she gotta do this. Is there something inherently wrong? Should I have been a better human? Was it really wrong? Or were we destined to fail? It's hard to know when it seems like our feelings keep getting lost in the mail. We're not in love, we're somewhere in between.
We're somewhere in between.
Have I ever told you the way you smell takes hold?
About time we had a sit down, time for a chit chat and talk about the past and time. Iron out the creases, forget the past is toxic, and move into a place built on love and truth and trusting. I never meant to hurt you, I never meant to break it, but we are where we are today because of all the things we've processed. So how about it, darling, how about we make it? I really think that after all this happened, we just embrace it. I think we just embrace it.
We're not in love, we're somewhere in between.
We're somewhere in between.
Told you the way your smell takes hold of me.
You really take a hold of me.
Now every time you come around is heavenly.
You're heavenly.
We're not in love, we're somewhere in between.
We're somewhere in between.
Yeah. We're somewhere in between it all, you know.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
Yeah.
They are called The Funeral Portrait. It's called Stay Weird, from Atlanta, Georgia, in America. There's a blend of bands there. My Chemical Romance, you can hear Ghost, Motionless, In White, those kind of bands. You are listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is the Backroom, home with brand new music every Thursday night, 6 till 7. And the special guest was Ella's tonight. Ollie from the band is going to be talking to me about their new EP and touring and everything. But before that, let's go into singer-songwriter stuff. This person, artist, is called Cammy Barnes. New from him, this is Whiskey Roll.
The Backroom with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. New music on The Backroom. Future Sounds.
Didn't know how much I'd want you when I met you way back when. I was a younger man and you were just a friend. But I see you here and now, and I'm feeling something strange. I never ever thought I'd feel for you this way. I can't run away from this. Let's just call it what it is. I wanna be the one for you, baby. Don't say maybe. I'm positively crazy from you, and I've been going wild lately. Get over here and tame it, cause I'm positively crazy for you. Crazy for you. Crazy for you. I'm absolutely positively crazy for you. Crazy for you. Crazy for you. I'm absolutely positively crazy for you. Heart, you can blame the lonely nights. All I know is that I finally see the light. No turning back for me. Oh, here I go. I'd rather lose you than never know. I can't run away from this. Let's just call it what it is. I wanna be the one for you, baby. Don't say maybe. I'm positively crazy for you. And I've been going wild lately. Get over here and tame me, cause I'm positively crazy for you. Crazy for you. Crazy for you. I'm absolutely positively crazy for you. Crazy for you. Crazy for you. I'm absolutely positively crazy. For this, but I'd risk it all just to taste your lips. Let's just call it what it is. I wanna be the one for you, baby. Don't say maybe. I'm positively crazy for you. And I've been going wild lately. Get over here and tame me, cause I'm positively crazy for you. Crazy for you. Crazy for you. I'm absolutely positively crazy for you. Crazy for you. Crazy for you.
Amazing talent there. That is Nathan O'Regan and Crazy For You. He's Irish. Before that, Cammy Barnes and Whiskey Roll. And he's Scottish. The Ireland and Scotland are so good for singer songwriters.
Crazy for you. I'm absolutely positively crazy for you.
Got Ollie from Mazella. Going to be talking to him very soon. After this, this is the Jacks. They are a great indie band. They've just announced a tour with the Sherlocks in the autumn, and this is called Ramona. Check this out.
Just
It's a new wave style, that is Ramona. If you like that, the new album Make Repetition will be out on September the 5th. They are going to be supporting the Sherlock's on a massive UK tour later this year. Also dates with Alabama 3, The Twang and Grandma's House. Let's talk about this band. Chatting to Ollie from the Rosellas. They're from Manchester. They're five lads. Drew, Ewan, Mark, Louis, Ollie. And they bonded over passion for wanting real music to be heard again. Moulded by bands like The War on Drugs, The Verve and Pink Floyd, they strive to create music that blends influence of Manchester Mightiest. Beautiful sounds you kind of find in psychedelic rock. So let's play from their new EP, which came out at the start of the month, Every Beautiful Night. This is a track from it, chatting to Ollie straight for this. This is Get Over Yourself.
Get over yourself, baby. Get over yourself. That could take a little more time till you get it right. You're driving yourself crazy. Be good to yourself. Crying every beautiful night till you get it right. 'Cause I'm there for all of the things you care for. Look after your love and I can be the light in your eyes when we get it right. So get over yourself, baby. Get over yourself and we can take a little more time.
Welcome, Ollie from band Rosellas. Welcome to the back room, Sheffield Live. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you on. Just firstly, congratulations on an amazing EP, Every Beautiful Night. It's got some great tracks on it. Five tracks. It's out now. Tell me about that process of writing that EP, because you guys have been around a bit. You've been around a few years. And yeah, tell me a bit of a kind of, I suppose, a bit of the journey of the band and building up to this EP, really.
Yeah, so we started from the beginning. We started before COVID in 2019. And then obviously got hit with lockdown. So really, we started picking things up soon after that. Released quite a few EPs, to be fair. We've got quite a bit on Spotify. Gigging all around Manchester, doing basically a bigger show each time. Started venturing out to the other cities. Come back to Manchester less frequently now, doing the bigger shows. And then it's kind of led into the record deal that we've signed with First Run Records, based in Glasgow, who we put this EP out with. And yeah, it's been a good process. We recorded it in Southport, a place called The Arch.
Okay.
And yeah, it's our best work yet, to be fair. So we're really, really pleased with it.
It's a fantastic EP. Do you have a particular song that connects the most with you from the EP? I mean, they're all great, but I mean, for you personally, they might be different for other members of the band, but for you, any particular song that connects with you?
My personal favourite is Songbird. I'm in love with the Songbird. That's my personal favourite. It's just sort of the most in line with my sort of personal taste. It's got those psychedelic elements that we like, and it's probably the sort of, if I'm going to listen to our tunes and listen to the EP, then that's the one I go to.
Cool. Yeah. A great song. And I think kind of, you know, you're from Manchester. I mean, you know, how much inspiration from other bands can you have? You know, there's plenty to choose from, right? Over years and years and years. Who are your inspirations, Ollie? Who are the bands that you've kind of connected with when you were younger and stuff, that's kind of built into this music?
Well, there's all those Manchester bands, like you say, like the Stone Roses and Oasis and The Verve is a big one for us. I know Drew and Ewan, who write the tunes. Richard Ashcroft's a big inspiration for them, sort of lyrically. But we do like to pull in a lot of those psychedelic elements, which is why I'm sort of saying, singling out The Verve in terms of those Manchester bands. But then other bands like Pink Floyd as well, and there's a band called War on Drugs who all four of us are massively into, and that's one where their live album is one that we always tend to put on, like, you know, after a gig, driving back in the van or whatever. That's a bit of a go-to for us, so we take a lot of inspiration from that.
Yeah, they're a great band. They've been producing Sam Fender, haven't they, the guy from War on Drugs?
He did, yeah, yeah. Adam Granduciel, I think, he was produced his latest album, so... One day maybe we'll get to work with him.
hopefully we will. So, I mean, you've had a few supports. I mean, like, you know, you've supported people like James, haven't you, and Star Salem, and bands like that. Like you say, you've been around kind of a few years. Any particular highlights so far?
When we supported James, that was great because we got to play the Apollo. So it was like a venue that we've always been aware of, one of the iconic Manchester venues, and we got to go up on that stage and play with their orchestra as well. It was at the time that James were doing their orchestral tour. We got to play our track, Is It Any Wonder, was our latest single at the time, and we got to perform that with the orchestra at the Apollo. So that was a big one.
That must be amazing. I mean, James are pretty legendary. One of my favourite bands of all time. So
that night that we played with them, there was a good few, but like well-known bands on the bill, and it was quite surreal for us to be sort of sharing the stage with them and being able to step out in our hometown and, you know, play with some legends, really.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. You know, you've done your fair share of touring and festivals and things like that. And, you know, you've got a few dates coming up, haven't you, kind of in the autumn, and actually the biggest Manchester New Century on the 8th of November. How are you feeling about that? You must be excited.
Yeah, that's the big one that we're gearing up for. We always like to pull something special at our hometown gigs, give something to the fans. So we're sort of in the process of figuring out what we're going to do for that one. You know, we'll certainly make it special, and it's just every time we play Manchester, we played a bigger show. The last one was at Academy 2.
Yeah.
Stepping up to New Century this time. It's such a cool venue. It's such a cool venue. I've actually only been once. Me, Drew and Ewan went there to see Ride recently.
Oh, right, yeah. Amazing.
But it's such a cool venue. Like, the whole aesthetically, it looks so cool with the ceiling and all the stuff that they've got going on there. So we're really excited to see like how it's going to look as well as sound.
Yeah, I mean, Manchester's full of venues as well, isn't it? But the New Century is kind of pretty recent one, actually, isn't it? I don't think it's been that too long.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was before, to be honest.
No, I can't either. I was trying to think of that, what it was before that. But yeah.
It's been, a lot of people seem to want to play there, and I think for good reason.
Absolutely. The nearest gig, part of Manchester to Sheffield, you've got a date in Huddersfield, 4th of October. The parish, haven't you?
Parish.
That's a cool. Do you know about that venue?
No, I think it's our first gig in Huddersfield.
Yeah, it's a great venue. It's a great pub, great venue to play. I think you'll like it.
Good.
any Sheffield dates on the cards at all, do you think? Is there any more dates kind of you're going to be
announcing? Not currently, but it's somewhere we want to get. I don't think we've got anything right now, but it's somewhere we want to get back to. Like, Sheffield is one of the... When we sort of first started and we were venturing away from Manchester and going to, like, Sheffield, Leeds, Liverpool, those kind of closer cities, we always had a good reception in Sheffield. Ewan went to uni there as well.
Did he? Okay. So that connection too.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a connection to the city as well, which is good. And we've picked up a lot of fans there who are sort of some of our most dedicated fans. And it's just a good city, another good city with good venues and good history.
Yeah, we have lost the lead mill recently, though. That's the only thing.
Lead mill. We did get to play. It was the smaller room that we played. But yeah, it's a shame that it's gone now, and we never got to get on the big stage before it went.
But it will reopen under a different name, I think, in February next year. So we will see what that looks like. It's been a bit obviously there's been lots of controversy around it, but it's a bit of a kind of, there's not many venues left, I suppose, that have that kind of that many years of opening and bands playing. So
I mean, I'm trying to think where we played in Sheffield before, and I think way back when we did a little pub called the Washington. That was a long time ago, and then we played West Street Live. We've done Sydney and Matilda a couple of times as well.
Okay, so you know Sheffield pretty well.
Yeah, we've done the rounds.
You've done the rounds. So after this, so it's kind of smallish tour, but then what are your plans after? Any plans there? Are you back in the studio recording more? What's the plans looking after that for the band?
It's new material. It's definitely new material on the way. We're just sort of working through that now and getting the next release ready. It's like bettering what we've put out before again each time. It's got to be, we always say it's the best work so far, but it's like kind of course it is, because it's got to be better than what we put out last time. So it's just gearing up for that. We're getting into the studio, hopefully in September. So that should mean new music on the way soon.
Oh, that's awesome, Ollie. It's great to hear. Like I say, the EP's fantastic. Five great tracks on that. Good luck with the tour and the new music. Look forward to kind of hearing that and playing more of that on the show. Have a great time.
For sure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ollie. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
No worries. Thank you.
Cheers.
Drawing in.
That's called I'm in Love with a Songbird from Rosella's new EP, Every Beautiful Night. And thanks to Ollie for talking to me there. Okay, you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Backroom. We're going to do music news very shortly. After this, this is a band called Favourite State. They're from Melbourne. They're a post-punk outfit. Their EP, Real Enough, is being released today independently, and this is the second release of 2025, following upon the double A side Everything's Fine, which came out in May. They're kind of trying to get over to Europe early mid next year, so let's play a track of theirs. This is Favourite State, and I'll finish it. Sounding good. Favoured State there, Melbourne, Australia. That is I'll Finish It. 6:47, Sheffield Live, The Backroom. Let's do some music news.
Music news.
Tom Morello has addressed Rage Against the Machine's cancelled tour dates and commented on any chance of a future return from the band. In 2022, the band began their public service announcement tour, which was set to run through 2023, but was disrupted after frontman Zach DeLuca injured his Achilles tendon during his second date on July 11th in Chicago. He continued to play 17 more shows whilst he was on stage before the band eventually cancelled their UK and European dates for the rest of the year in October 22. Now, Morello's commented on the decision to cancel the shows. Speaking in a new interview with Chicago radio station Q101, he said, "The irony was leading up that tour, I ruptured my Achilles, so I was rehearsed on crutches. I was like, I could have had an open heart surgery and say, not cancel the show. The show must go on." So then Zach, he was in good shape. Everybody was doing the best to make this happen. And sometimes it just happens. Since then, the band has been unclear about the future, with Morello attending the annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony alone to accept Rage Against the Machine's induction. And then in 2024, Brad Wilt, the drummer, announced the band will not be touring or playing live again. He's addressed the possible future of the band, saying it was always sort of a volatile situation. Four great records, the fact that we played shows in 2022 and a new generation got to, even Zach was sitting down on the shows, there were some of the best Rage Against the Machine shows that we ever did and really did connect with people. So we will see. Richard Ashcroft has said that during his time opening for Oasis on the reunion tour, he has only seen Liam Gallagher on stage. Ashcroft's been the opening for the Britpop giant since they kicked off the Mammoth Live 25 tour in Cardiff last month. He shared praise for Liam Gallagher and commended him for the discipline he has on the road. He says, "I've only seen him on stage. I've got much respect for that because every night is an opportunity to sort of celebrate in a way, but the guy has been so disciplined." That is the music news. So let's talk about the next artist. He's called Sam Shadell. He's known as the Sheffield Springsteen. He has a new track. It's called Colour in My Life. Since 2022, he's built serious grassroots momentum, sold out headline shows, supporting Two Door Cinema Club, Ocean Colour Scene and Embrace, also playing Glastonbury Tramlines, Rock and Roll Circus. He's got some winter dates, Dubrex Studios in Derby on the 17th of October and Corn Exchange in Doncaster on the 22nd of November. This is new from Sam. This is Colour in My Life. Check this out.
Spinning those white lights,
and promise with gold mines. You're coloring my life. You're coloring my life. You're coloring my life. You're coloring my life. Ha, 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 ha.
Awesome, from Sam Shadell, and that is Colour in My Life. Okay, you're listening to Sheffield Live. This is the back room. Let's do some gigs. What's going on in Sheffield and further afield?
The back room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock, and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Local and national gig guide.
Okay, so what's going on in Sheffield this week? Tonight, if you go out to Home for the Picture Drone, the Dead Days is on there. Tomorrow, back in Sheffield, LTJ Bookham is at Network. Duct Tape is at Corporation. On Saturday, you have got Hannah Taylor at the Three Arches. Sunday, Tumble at Sydney Matilda. And the Lemonheads, great gig. The Foundry on Tuesday with Bevis Front supporting. And Ryan Davis and the Roadhouse Band on the Wednesday at Delicious Clam. Maximo Part have announced some dates in February next year. Manchester Victoria Warehouse kicking there off on the 7th. Then hitting Liverpool, Bournemouth, Bristol, Birmingham, London, Oxford, Cambridge, Roxy and Nottingham on the 18th. Leeds Academy on the 20th. Newcastle on the 21st. Those tickets go on sale next Friday at 10. The Cribs have also announced a tour next year. 18th of March, kicking off in Newcastle. And then Sheffield Foundry on the 20th of March. Then Manchester Albert Hall, 21st. Roxy, Nottingham, 24th. Cardiff on the 25th. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. And My Chemical Romance have announced two dates at Wembley Stadium, 10th and 11th of July next year. Okay, let's play new from Biffy. Future Week, the new album's going to be coming out soon. This is Hunting Season.
Distance to judge. You think you're so special. Is there something I don't know? Cause people that you barely know find you so insufferable. You're a pump action fella with an addiction to the show. Season, so you best watch out.
Okay, that's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Ollie from the Mazellas talking on the show. New album's out tomorrow. Deftones have got a new one called Private Music. Catherine Edwards, Billionaire, that's out. Kingfisher, Halcyon, Laufey, A Matter of Time. And a new one from Pendulum, that is called Inertia. So thanks for listening. I'll be back next Thursday. Going to play out with New of Monsters and Men. This is Ordinary Creature. Have a great evening.